This is Joseph Coco. I'm at Comic-Con on behalf of Becky Holburn's Art Process blog and YouTube channel. If you could introduce yourselves, please.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Annie P.
Okay, and what brings you lovely ladies to Comic-Con this year?
Trying to make some money.
Well, Chris actually found Comic-Con.
Yes,
I didn't know about
it. I saw the post on Artist Network International Facebook page, and so I applied. And then we got waitlisted, but then we made it in. So yay!
So I guess it's a story of, you know, and we've had probably one of our best conventions yet. So
yes,
at
definitely.
This convention, and so it just, I guess one thing is, like, even if you're waitlisted, just don't
hold out hope.
Don't panic, because it could be for any reason.
Yeah, sure. It's not, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your art.
Yeah. If you are waitlisted, you know, just ask them, what can I do better next year? You know, how can I improve my portfolio?
Definitely.
That's what I usually do.
So Comic-Con is a judged artist alley,
yes,
correct?
It is. Yes.
So what was your experience with that? Is this your first juried artist alley?
This is my second one.
This is my third.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So, and this is your first year at Comic-Con, of course.
Yes,
so.
This is our first year.
So did you do some research beforehand to see, like, would your stuff fit in here, or you just kind of decided to throw everything against the wall and see what happened?
Yeah, mine was like, Birmingham's 2 hours away. I can drive there.
Yeah, so it was really just a we'll see what happens sort of thing.
Yeah,
I had my portfolio set up for AWA, which is Anime Week in Atlanta.
Sure.
So I had it all
which
set
is
up.
A little bit bigger than this.
Yeah,
a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And I had it set up for that, and I mean, I fixed it since then to be more clean, but yeah, it seems to be a pretty universal, nice portfolio for things.
Okay. And you just decided to table together, or you guys have a studio together?
We just decided, I wanted to split the cost for this one, since
sure.
I was unsure about it, and so I asked her, you want to table with me? Sure, go ahead. And I mean, I didn't even realize that our stuff would look so good together. It was kind of just like, oh, well, yeah, and then our stuff also matches. So that extra worked out.
So has that actually been a problem where people come up and they don't know whose stuff is what? Or they don't really care who made what and they just want to buy things?
They don't care. They're like, it's cute. It's colorful. I love it. Give it to me, please.
But they can tell there are two separate artists, though, which
is
cool. But we made sure we split our portfolio, our stuff to look really different. Even the flowers above are different types of flowers to kind of give, like, even more of a difference.
Yeah.
So
you put some thought into your table, basically, and it paid off.
Definitely, yeah.
Definitely. There was a lot of thought and planning, and how can we make it look so, like, we're obviously two separate artists.
Yeah.
So people, because people like to know, like, you know, they don't, I think people don't like it when stuff is mixed a lot. And they can't tell who drew it, because then it's like,
it almost feels like you're part of the dealer's room, even though, I mean, you're obviously an independent artist. It's just everything gets mixed in. So, you said you got waitlisted. Did you go ahead and continue planning as though you were going to come to the convention, or did you just put things on hold until you got the official?
Yeah, I put things on hold.
I was already working to make stuff for MomoCon.
Okay.
Which is another big
convention.
So it's
a similar sort of merchandise.
Yes. So it's, I like to keep my merchandise from cons. I keep it me and keep it what I like.
Yeah.
So I don't really have to change it too much. But
if you
do what you like, then there's always a niche sort of buyer that's going to be there.
I feel like I kind of did the opposite. It was like, I felt like I didn't get in, and then we did get in. I was like, holy crap, I don't have enough stuff. There was like this crunch time to like get some new prints down. I managed to do it. Like, all of my alien girls are new for this con. And I kind of made it. I was like, what would I like to see? And then I made a bunch of stuff.
Definitely.
And I did a lot of stuff from video games. I always like, and this is the first time where my video game stuff has actually really sold well.
Yeah,
I've
heard people, we're right behind you, so I've heard people talking about it throughout the convention. So
yeah,
that's fantastic.
The video game stuff does well at Comic-Con.
Yeah. So I guess that's one thing. But it is like,
so you would advise artists who have video game influenced artwork
consider
tabling here?
I would. And you know, just also don't force games and don't force things like you don't like. Like, if you don't like video games, find something else that might work here, like Marvel superheroes or...
Yeah, and I was like,
comic book
I don't know anything about video games, but, like, the Marvel and DC stuff, so...
Yeah, and that stuff's been selling great for her. Yeah. And also, you know, bright and colorful and just, I guess, don't force something out because it won't probably turn out as well as you want it to.
Yeah, that's a much more dealer sort of mentality of this is popular right now, so let me produce as many products as I can for it.
And sometimes when it's the popular stuff, everybody has some and you have a lot of competition.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody has She-Hulk stuff. I'm the only one who ever seems to have She-Hulk stuff, so it always sells really well.
Yeah.
But again, it's something I did it because I was passionate about She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Right. And you're also taking commissions, so just putting up a variety of things, but also having, like, this is the type of media I usually do inspires people to say, well, I see you don't have this, but could you make it for me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I like this style, but I want my own thing. Yeah.
But, yeah, people also at Comic-Con have been so nice, and they've been...
The staff or the
everyone.
The main staff, too. They've been so attentive. Like, some conventions, they won't even... It's like you're on your own.
Yes.
But,
oh, you need another chair? Oh, too bad.
Too bad. I guess we should steal one from somebody.
But, yeah, they... Here it's been so great and such kind staff. They've been up to us every day and like every few hours, like, how are you doing? Are you selling this and that? And are you selling okay? And everything's going good. And they've just been so great.
Sure. I know you said you didn't do a whole lot of research into like what types of things people at Comic-Con would like, but the table display is very nice and it fits in well at the conventions. A lot of people with mesh cubes and that sort of thing. Is this just something that you've done for the majority of the conventions you've been to, or did you say, okay, I know I need to have this type of table set up in order to just fit in at the convention?
Well, no.
Well, I know from my last experience at AWA, I didn't have the height of this one. I knew I needed to get...
Height is so important.
You have
with
to get it up.
With a medium to large con is a very big deal.
Yeah. But what I didn't like are the artist booths where the artist sits and it's very closed off, you know? Sometimes you can't see a like, little space where they can talk to him. And I was like, no, I want to be able to stand up and talk to people.
I've literally seen print walls where it's just a tiny cutout hole where you can talk. It's like a drive-through window.
We've been calling it the troll hole.
Yeah, the troll hole.
I'm very glad you didn't do that.
Yeah,
even if you had two holes, it's still way too much.
That would be weird. Pay at the first window and you can pick up.
Like a drive-through. But I think the main setup for this is it looks nice, it's pretty, and it's just something that we like. It's not necessarily like, and it's like a pretty like generic, like not generic, but it can fit in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Because it will pop out, but it'll fit in.
I understand.
Yeah.
You have a distinct style.
Yeah.
But no one is gonna walk by your booth because it doesn't look interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually I change my flowers and stuff with the seasons. So right now it's the spring flowers. So
oh, that's fantastic.
Anyone out?
So can you tell me a little bit about your work? What got you started? How long have you been coming to conventions and making art and that sort of thing?
Well, I've been coming to conventions for forever, since I'm 20 now. But when I was 12, 13 is when I started coming to conventions, and I would cosplay. And I remember always wanting to be the artist.
Yeah.
You know, I always wanted to get there.
You had a lot of respect for the people behind the booths.
Yes, I always have. And I've always, like, I love buying their work. I just always wanted to be them, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm finally here. But after years of that, I decided, I think my art's finally good enough. Like, you know, I'm sure, like, everyone else. But I felt like my art was finally good enough, you know, for me to sell. And it took, like, a lot of work. And it's different for everybody.
Sure.
But for me, it was just, like, am I happy with other people hanging this in their house? That was my thing. And basically, after that, I decided to go for it. And here I am, and it's been going great for me.
Okay. And Chris?
I guess this is only my second con, so kind of just working off Annie's experience, really.
Right.
And, you know, I
got the idea to start doing it, I saw a lot of people on Tumblr that I liked. They were like, we're going to this artist alley or that artist alley. And I was like, you know, maybe I can do that to kind of get my art out there, get my work out there, because, you know, it's not always easy to find
new people on social media. You know, you, a lot of times you have to do the in-person work, so.
Yeah, and actually meet people at the
Yeah. Sure. I was like, yeah, just putting my stuff, like, out into the ether, that was not helping me at all.
Well, there's a lot of people that you're competing with, so that's understandable. And certainly, I mean, a good way to look at it is how can I help other people and at the same time get my foot into the door?
Yeah, exactly.
So, would you have any advice to an artist who's considering tabling at the convention for the first time?
You don't have to have as like much stuff as we ended up having, but you do need to get your work up so people can see it. Because my first table, I didn't have the height. And then I ended up being next to like a huge table, and they just nobody could see anything. So just at least get.
You mean from a distance, or they would literally just walk right past it?
The line at their table was so big it creeped into my area.
Oh wow!
So people walking past behind them couldn't see it at all. So
yeah. So you almost seem like an assistant at the table next to you, or something.
Them, yeah.
that's sad, but unfortunately that happens at conventions.
But yeah, so this time we got get up and out there, and but. And maybe even, if you can, share a booth so you can, like, share the price of things. That's really helped out a lot.
Definitely, if it's your first time, it helps to share a table. And also, I mean, like you were saying, if you don't have enough stuff yourself, you can fill out with someone else who does.
Oh, yeah.
And just make sure you draw enough attention to your things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we've been getting pretty equal amounts of
of customers interested in both your products. Awesome.
So yeah, I mean, I guess if you do table with somebody, maybe somebody compliments your style a lot.
Because that's what we've been getting a lot. Your work really compliments each other.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. So yeah, just
get your stuff up. Don't have a troll hole.
Yeah. And another thing is, like, it seems like, I'm sorry for like saying it again, but like doing things you like. Not what's popular, but because if you do something like that's popular, you could get eaten alive at a convention. If your table feels like just all something like One Punch Man or something like that, or just all Undertale or something, or you know, gotta be careful with copyright stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Keep an eye out for that.
Figure out which trainer
you can have. That is very important. But yeah, and also like. And have fun. Don't be stressing out. I stress out. Well,
you're going to stress out.
Just be prepared. I lied. But keep yourself healthy because I've gotten very sick before.
And where can we find your work online?
So my work is chrisbrannock.com. So chrisbrannock.com.
Okay.
Yes. I am Annie P, not Annie Pie.
Maybe you should have been Annie Pie.
Annie P, you can call me whatever you want. But you can find me, I'm most active right now on Twitter.
All right, thank you very much. I hope you have a good convention.
All right, thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon, or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.